This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Debbie Harry, this is Blondie, and smashing on the drum kit here is a guy by the name of Clem Burke. And Clem Burke was a very, very important drummer, not only for Blondie, but he played with a lot of bands, and he passed away on Sunday, they say from cancer, at the age of 70. But I love his backstory because he started in his school orchestra at 14. As the story goes, he got kicked out of that orchestra because he was playing too loud. And then, you know, Rolling Stone did a great piece about this. Blondie, they were working in the Lower East Side. You know, there's a lot of punk groups in the 1970s were. And they weren't really moving forward. And all of a sudden, they put an ad out for a new drummer. Clem joins the band in 1974. And, you know, things take off. Obviously, this is probably a song where I love Clem's drums even more. On Dreaming, he was a left-handed drummer that played a right-handed kit. You know why, Sue?
Because
Ringo did it. That's
no.
why. Because Ringo did the same thing.
Hey, this might be a dumb question, but what's the difference? Like, what is flipped? Is just the entire set flipped, or is it a couple of specific?
Well, I would assume this drums. on the left-hand side. If you're a right-handed drummer, your hi-hat is right there, and if you're a left-handed drummer, your hi-hat would be on the other side. Okay. If I'm doing the math right on that, wouldn't that be basically it? And, you know, some left-hand guitar players play right-handed guitars too.
Listen, one of the few things I did growing up right-handed because I'm a lefty was play Guitar Hero as a righty. It's one of the few things.
Huh. Did you kind of have to? Just because of the
Why
way that
you
the,
do
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it was just, but it also didn't feel weird. It was just kind of
But I mean, when that game came out, you had your guitar. They didn't, did they make a left-handed guitar for Guitar Hero?
I imagine they probably didn't, but I even remember, like, when I first started, it didn't, like, feel weird. It was like, oh, man, this doesn't feel natural. I had never played a guitar up to that point, so it was not going to feel naturally. Video game guitar either.
Yeah, right.
So it was not going to feel weird either way,
I guess. Other musical stuff. Fred wanted me to point this out that Where are you? Blink 182 just announced a tour, and they're stopping at the amphitheater. Let's see here if I have some ticket information, etc. for you. Oh, the other thing about music, and I'm very much looking forward to this. Steve Shankman texted me this morning. They're about to make the announcement for the Evolution Festival, the lineup, on Thursday. So we hope to get Steve on either Thursday or Friday. But on this particular thing, let's see, it's Blink 182, the 2025 U.S. Tour Missionary Impossible. Ah, see the difference there? And tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. The show is, Fred, do you know when the show is?
It's September
26th. September 26th. Yeah. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. But Fred then told me that he had this story about Blink 182 and an origin of how they got the name, right?
Yeah, so I was at the trivia night Saturday night, and that was one of the trivia questions.
Oh, I love this.
How did Blink 182 get their name? And, you know, now I went down the rabbit hole trying to figure out if it's true or not. And my final conclusion is I don't think anybody knows. But what they said at the trivia night was that Blink started out just Blink, but then there was another group named Blink. So they had to add a number to their name, like we do with passwords.
Yeah. Makes sense,
right?
Though.
Yeah. So
exclamation point, exclamation point.
Right.
Yeah.
So the general story that I heard that was at the trivia night was that 182 stands for the number of times Al Pacino says the F word in Scarface.
Okay, that is what?
Isn't that a great story?
Yes. But it might not be true.
But in different interviews, you know, with members of the band, one of the guys in the band said, there's no reason for how we came up with 182. He said, but we just keep tossing out these stories to see if people buy them.
That's funny.
Another one
too.
Was that his mom's favorite movie was a movie called Turk 182. Oh.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Right, so they just—it was sort of like a Ferris Bueller type movie.
And I've never heard.
You've never even heard of that.
And so they just took Blink and animated Blink 182 in homage to his mother. But then he said that's probably not it either. And he said another one said is that they were on the phone with their manager. The manager said, "Hey, there's another group that uses the name Blink, and they're going to file suit unless you change it. And you got to have a number before this phone calls up." And they said, we didn't really have time to think of him. We just went with 182.
Oh, my gosh.
And another thing, I saw another member of the band say, and it's actually Blink 182.
Huh.
Not 182.
So,
but I don't know if any of that's true or
too,
not.
Yeah. By the way, all I remembered was the name Turk 182. I could not, you could lock me in a room and said, who's in it and what's it about? I had no idea. Timothy Hutton was in this. Yeah. It says, Jimmy Lynch is angry because his older brother, who was injured as a result of an off-duty fire rescue, is denied benefits by the city. So it sounded like it's a, it's
that's
a drama.
Not quite fair.
Tim Cottrell is in that. Robert Culp. Darren McGavin got a big cast for the 80s, Paul Sorvino. So
I
saw it. Robert Urich's in that movie.
I love
well.
Him. Spencer for Hire.
So many random facts here during this Suze News segment. You.
We had a longtime CBS correspondent. He was one of my favorites, Steve Fetterman. Fetterman.
Fetterman. Fetterman's the Fetterman. Senator.
Right.
Fetterman's the correspondent.
But Steve was the guy, and this is when I'm on KMOX, and he was a CBS radio guy, and he's the guy that went to the World Series every year. He's the guy that went to the Super Bowl every year. He got to do all like the cool things.
The Olympics. Everything he went to.
Right. Wow. But how was it that somehow something happened where he said Blink, like he said Blink 184. He said something wrong, right?
Right.
Do you remember, Fred, what it was?
No, I think we were talking about concerts, famous concerts he's seen, and he said, well, Blink 184, and you corrected him.
Yes. So the code word then, every time I had Steve Futterman on the air, like he guided me, and he would always close with, and now I can't remember what it was, but it was funny for years.
I think it was 184.
Yeah, something like that, because it was kind of the inside joke there with Steve.
He's
and
a big fan.
He was a good CBS guy. There's a lot of CBS people that I don't like. Steve was one that I like. Let's do this. We got Telephone Tuesday coming up.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
On this day in history, 50 years ago, 1975. Was when Aerosmith released its third album. And this is one of them from there. This, of course, Sweet Emotion. Their third album was called Toys in the Attic, and the other one was Walk This Way, but we've all heard the heck out of it, so I thought, not that we haven't heard this a million times, but this is 50 years old today. Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Did you feel old?
Look, that was an album that I certainly owned early on, and that was a big record. There's no doubt about that. And they're kind of done now. You know, Steven Tyler, I'm glad I saw him a couple years ago in Las Vegas, but his health issues, et cetera, finally got the best of him, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a shame.
We just had a random fact about them the other day about how well they did on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Made more money on that than they did anything else. That's pretty
cool. And that's a lot of money on Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I was part of the reason, I guess.
That's right. And on this day in history, 39 years ago, in 1986, that was when Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California, and I love this. It was by a landslide of 72% of the votes. I can't believe it was that long ago. But he was sworn in a week later and served for 2 years. The entire reason he ran for office was that so he could add a few stories to the Hog's Breath Inn, a bar he owned at the time. And after he became mayor, of course, the board approved his project, and that's how he got it done.
You ever been there?
Yes,
I've been there
awesome.
Too. It is awesome. I remember I had a Hog's Breath t-shirt for many years. Because that little thing that he was mayor of Carmel, California, everybody knew that.
Yes.
It was like a national thing. And if you'd go out there, it was the only time I went out to I was visiting a friend of mine who worked in radio in San Jose, took the Highway 1 trip down.
That's a long Highway 1.
Yeah, yeah, it's so gorgeous out there, and the Carmel is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Have a little sandwich there. Anyway, the Hog's Breath Inn, that was 39 years ago. And, of course, 25 years ago, in the year 2000, SNL aired their now classic More Cowbell skit featuring Will Ferrell's gut, Christopher Walken's enthusiasm, and Jimmy Fallon cannot keep a straight face. I didn't do the whole thing, but here's part.
All right, here we go. Fear, don't fear the reaper. Take one, roll.
All right, one, two, three, four.
This is a great bit. There's the cowbell. But I think we need more, right? Has there been a bit that's this iconic, like, in the last 15 years of this show?
I don't think so.
Maybe the last 25 years, really.
Stop. Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please?
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So... let's take it again. Gene.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
One, two, three.
I just wanted to hear it. That's a funny bit. That is great.
What year was that?
That 2000.
Wow.
That was 25
That's
years ago.
That's unbelievable.
I went back and watched a couple weeks ago. I'm on a tear with old movies. I'm watching Runaway Jury right now. I'm watching Patriot Games both at the same time. But I watched Old School.
Oh, I haven't seen that whole thing.
Damn funny movie with Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn.
I've only seen parts.
Sue, I've got a Today in History. Are you done with your history
ones?
I've got
ahead.
One you may have missed.
Oh, Ethan gave me one too.
Today, 50 years ago, April 8th, 1974, was when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record.
So
new home run record
new
holder.
King.
So Ethan,
715.
The whole country was watching. We were all paying attention and watching. It was amazing.
Watching the fan jump on the field and congratulate him as he rounded third.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, and Ethan sent me this one, too. This was on this day at Busch Stadium. It was in 1996. The grass surface was in place for the first time since 1969. And that's when Tony La Russa, who was the new manager, made his Busch Stadium debut. And it was all new ownership. The DeWitts had just taken over. And I have to add this. We used to fly traffic in these helicopters, in a helicopter, not these. And I have all these great pictures from above where old Busch was there and new Busch was kind of being built around it.
Yeah.
And I asked them if they wanted it in the Hall of Fame yet. They said, you know what? We have some. Well, thank you. You're on file if you need them. Because they really are cool to watch them both go at the same time. But yeah, that was 1996.
Fred,
thanks for that, Ethan.
That damn turf at old Busch.
Oh. Right?
Yeah. Toasty warm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chet-
wasn't that what Casey Stengel said when the All-Star game was there at the old Busch?
What do you think?
It really holds the heat well.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. That's just what you
need. Nothing like it.
ChatGPT is apparently still wrong a lot. I mean, it's new, and it's not 100% accurate. But a new poll has found that a third of Americans already trust it more than experts. Thank you.
Interesting. That's sad, though.
It is sad.
It's telling.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
The things we trust it with are mostly things like career advice, product recommendations. 60% tend to believe what it says about that sort of stuff. We don't trust it with everything. Medical advice, no. 28% legal advice, nah. But for the fact that it's that new, it's fairly impressive that we do. Because that's all you get now when you Google something, blah, 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 blah. It pops up ChatGPT, and I'm like, okay.
But do you use it outside of maybe
this place?
Yeah.
Some, but
I
not
don't.
A lot.
Fred, do you?
No.
I don't either. Ethan?
Ish. Not
my
not
wife
that much.
Does, but she does creative stuff. But yeah, I'm a little afraid of
this. What I use it for the most is like podcast episode titles. That's what I use it for.
Oh,
like
that's interesting.
To come up with unique titles?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like for this show?
I haven't used it much for here at 97.1, my own personal, but there are people that will like get some information from it for like different show titles and stuff here at 97.1.
Oh, crowd,
crowd, not a fan of that. No.
Sorry, crowd. Mm. And they've got a new survey out about digital clutter. Found that the average American has how many unread emails, Fred? Do you have at this time?
Does that show up on your phone?
It does. I think.
It does. Yeah, I think it depends.
I don't know if it's unread or
unread
total 10,000.
Oh yeah. My!
That's what Becky has. She 10, has 10. 000? Now mine just says 1885.
Oh.
But see, Sue, with my number, that's definitely spam and stuff like that, right?
Oh, so you've scrolled through and seen that it's nothing.
Right. Like, I can even go, this is on my Mac account, right? So I can go to unread. And if I go to unread, it's pretty much all the stuff that, you know, is just junk or I get from different golf things.
How many do you have?
Get on my level. 40,000.
40,000?
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. 40,000 unread.
Yeah. Now this is on my email that I don't use. It's not my primary one,
but
I still have. I mean, it still has the notification 40,000.
Okay,
emails
I don't even think you're old enough to have gotten 40,000 emails in your entire life.
Thank you. That's
friend,
how many spam. Yes, think about how many spam emails you get. That's
I feel
nuts.
Better now.
Man, don't
you,
aren't you worried that you're missing
the
something?
The next one will be like photo galleries on your phones. How many? That'll be the next one to get numbers of, because some people keep crazy amounts of photos and videos on their phones.
How many unread text messages do you have? I don't have
never.
Any. I always look at those.
Mine tends to vary anywhere between 10 and 50.
Okay, this says 12 is the average. I always look at them eventually.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Like right now I have 17.
Mark.
I'm going to text my wife and ask her because I have none. I read my text.
Thank
messages.
You. Right. I do,
but
too.
I look at Becky's phone and she's got hundreds. Now, what she'll
hundreds.
Tell you is that there's this string between these girls that she grew up with in Milwaukee.
Oh, she's on a group text.
But my wife works for a living, and some of these girls don't. And they're on this thing nonstop. By the way, they also do politics on there, and they know. The anti-Trump folks do politics, and they know there's at least three people on the string that aren't crazy about that, but they still do it, which I think is very revealing. But she's got a lot that aren't open.
Yeah, okay, that's just nuts.
Yeah,
but
look,
I get
you look
it
away
if
for
you're
a,
on group.
You look away for a few minutes, and all of a sudden there's 50 texts there from a group chat or something.
I will admit to not thinking about the group chat, which can be highly annoying if you are not immediately engaged. Okay, and finally in Sue's news, even though we've had 13 random facts, we will do another one. I kind of like this one. Okay. Honey Nut Cheerios don't contain any nuts. Sorry, Fred.
Poor Fred. I'm so sad about that.
I eat them every morning.
Oh, Fred, they replaced the ground almonds with, quote, natural almond flavor that comes from ground-up peach and apricot pits in 2006.
Well, that's some fruit, isn't
it? It's going to be okay, Fred.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this together. You and me, buddy.
More honey than nuts.
That's just...
They're super cheap.
Deceptive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You're eating peach pits, my friend.
I do like the Honey Nut Cheerios there, Fred. I'm going to show a little solidarity there
for sure. Thank you.
Clem Burke, age of 70, died of cancer, Blondie's drummer, and beyond. Played with a lot of greats. We're coming back with Telephone Tuesday. Scott Jennings in the next hour. I think I'm going to start with his rant from the weekend about adult-sized Easter bunnies because I'm with him on that. I also am with him with the carve out for Playboy bunnies. I mean, you got to have some exceptions, right? But Jennings after the top of the hour. Guess what today is, ladies and gentlemen?
Telephone Tuesday. 314-241-9797.
Jump on in here. 241-9797. Ethan said that somebody was making a comment on the YouTube feed and the Twitter feed about expired plates because I mentioned that even someone who works here in the building has expired plates from a year and a half ago. It's September of 23. So if you have some thoughts on expired plates, but here's what we were thinking. Sue did this in Sue's News yesterday, and Fred's got a story. I think we all have stories we can share. This is, how did you pitch into this yesterday? It's an HR worker who talks about some crazy things that have happened when people have been fired. Right?
Yeah, she said that just the stuff people do, and she fired a guy who every day slept in his car for 3 hours.
Check this out.
First guy was napping in his car from 10 a.m. till almost 1 every single day. He had been doing this for like 4 months straight, but I ended up firing him by knocking on his door because we were trying to find him and he was AWOL, and he opened the door and he was so shocked and he could not believe that he was getting fired for sleeping 3 hours every single day. An employee had just gotten a verbal warning, so not even a written anything, about stealing company supplies because he was loading cases of toilet paper into his vehicle. He got really upset and went straight into, we had this big glass meeting room where all the execs were meeting, turned around, dropped his pants, and stuck his butt against the...
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Sir.
So you may have stories like that. Look, I don't like to limit Telephone Tuesday, so if you have a story, Fred's going to share one here. You can jump in here this afternoon, 241-9797. Maybe Liberation Day is on people's mind, and I'm talking about Liberation Day in St. Louis with Tishara going down hopefully tonight. Or maybe you're a panickin' on the stock market. That's what Trump's calling him. I'm a little bit of a panickin'.
Are
you a panickin'? Well, jump on in here if you have some thoughts on any of this. 241-9797. Fred, you said you had a good story about someone being fired, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Before I started working at KMOX after graduation from college, during the college years, during spring breaks and summer, I worked as a bank teller at Boatman's National Bank downtown.
Love this.
And I worked in the vault, underneath, counting large amounts of money every day.
Oh my gosh,
like
Fred.
Millions of dollars every day. And there'd always be several of us counting money just to make sure that it was being done right and you didn't mess up. So a couple times this happened. One of the tellers would come to me and say, hey, this bundle of 20s, and 20s were usually wrapped in 100, so that was 2,000 of them, was $20 short. So I'd have to verify it, count it. Yep, there was only 99, and I'd sign off on it. And she did it like in 2 weeks, she did it like maybe four times.
That's
her bundles
weird.
Kept coming up $20 short. Well, they had cameras on her and she was stealing the 20s.
Oh,
well, duh,
and
right?
I'm there stupidly counting. I'm saying, yep, that's short, and signing for it.
And she's the and one stealing all, them all along.
And then, you know, one day I come in and she's not there. And I'm like, well, what happened to her? She's sick. And like, no, she was stealing from us. And we had the cameras on her and we saw her take the 20 and saw you verify after she took the 20, not knowing.
My gosh.
But that happened more than
okay,
once.
Okay, wow. First of all, there's cameras, right?
I guess
I mean,
maybe they
I don't really understand that. The people will still think, yeah, I am getting away with this, people.
Well, beyond that, there are people who are caught, like the guy stealing the toilet paper. They're caught red-handed, and they think that somehow they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
That's really amazing.
Or
it really
Tesla
is.
Vandalism right. When it's on tape.
There's a lot of this stuff, right? Let's take some calls. We do have some Liberation Day talk as well. Barb, get us started here. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, Mark. It's good to talk to you. I listen to you every day. I just wanted to say that today is local election day, and if you're not concerned about your local elections and want to get out and make an effort to vote, then don't be concerned about the national elections and everything that is happening in our world. And for reference, I'd suggest that you look up the 2014 school board election in Fort Worth, Texas, and what it had to do with all the gender identity nonsense now we're trying to break out of. Yeah.
You know, I've long made the case, and this is important, Barb, and I just think it falls on, you know, deaf ears a lot, that these local elections arguably might have more impact on your life, you know, than
Absolutely.
Some of the things that happen. Right. Maybe you can't make that case with Trump because we're in a different territory, but I get it. And, you know, I think it's a combination of people being a little intimidated, not having all the information, getting a little lazy, but it's a good word of advice. There's no doubt about it.
Let's give credit to Mark Cox for coming up with a voter's guide to help listeners if they feel overwhelmed or intimidated.
Yeah.
You know, he chooses some candidates for you.
He helps the people.
He
Mark
does.
Cox.
He's a man
he's
of the
he's
people.
He's a helper.
He's a giver. That's what I always say about Mark. Let's see here. If I can press the damn button. Jim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for taking my call, Mark. Real quick, three things. I saw an expired license plate that it said 9/12/23. Number two, I also went through the thing you went with the license or with the ticket. I got a ticket for speeding. I tried 6 months, every once a month, going up to the satellite office near my home to try to pay it. They could never find it in the system, and I finally had a lady tell me last time, don't worry about it. It's been waived. You don't have to worry about it. I thought that was amazing. And again, these libs are so loony. There is no common sense. You're not going to they're going to lose from now on because they don't want to show any type of common sense. Enjoy the show. I listen to it every day. And thank you very much.
I appreciate
it. That's Jim, my neighbor. I think I've got the most Mark Reardon Show neighbor
you
listeners.
You probably do.
In the area.
Between Jim and Joyce. Holy
I know.
I keep them straight.
More, too.
Let's see here. Dan, do you by any chance live next to Fred Bottomer? Dan?
Hello, Mark.
Hi. Do you live next to Fred, though, just as a point of clarification?
No, I live in Jeffco.
All right, good.
That's okay.
Sorry, Fred.
All right.
We broke the streak. Go ahead, Jim.
Dan.
Sorry. See, I can't even get
the
name
Mark,
straight.
Hey, Mark, I'm actually the St. Louis County cop that covers your daughter's school, St. Elementary, and I have an office there at the high school, Rockwood Summit.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I just
Were you
at
Rockwood South last week? That's maybe a question I shouldn't ask on the air, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that wasn't me. Wait, there's actually another officer there. But anyway, I listen to your show on the way home every day like I am now, so I just want to give you a shout-out. And the license plate thing, I can understand why people get irritated about it. You know, I got to pay mine too. But quick example, someone wanted me to write a ticket to a parent at South, and I told them, you know, we're not in the business of running plates as school resource officers. And this person just was completely irate. It was a little unbelievable, but I had to tell them, hey, how about you worry about yourself?
Well, right. So they were demanding that you write a ticket for the expired plate, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Like halfway through the conversation, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this lady's serious.
Wow. Well, look, I get that you wouldn't want to waste your time, but there is, you know, when these things get extended for as long as they do, and you know this, officer, that, you know, people might not have insurance. So that's where it becomes a bit of an issue. But, you know, I think there's a difference. Like, look, I'm 8 days expired right now because I got to go into the office. I'm going to do this tomorrow because I have my inspection. But, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. Charlie Brennan posts these things all the time. They're sometimes, you know, for years. But thank you for protecting my daughter and having a presence at Stanton Elementary, because that's important. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for chiming in.
I'd never write you a ticket for the horse either.
Shh, don't tell anyone that. Shh. We're trying to keep that a secret in case I flagrantly go through that area. Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Clint, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I got
good.
A couple of them. Years ago, I worked for a company downtown, and we did all the repair work for Anheuser-Busch and all their distributors. And do you know what a beer body is? The trucks that they pull around that have the roll-up doors and all the cases of beer in them?
Yeah.
So we had a couple of guys they hired from, you know, from a city work program to get out and do just general cleanup and stuff out in the lots. And we could never find them. We'd have a job for them to do, and we'd run all over the place, couldn't find the characters. Well, they found that they could slide those doors open, climb an air ball up, and just snooze all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they'd leave these doors, these roll-up doors, cracked open about 6-8 inches, and they just snooze. You know, nobody would think to look in there. We'd have a dozen or better of those out on the lot at any given moment. So we caught them in there one day, didn't say anything, just very quietly we slid the door down on them and locked the doors down.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we let them sit in there and cook for a little bit. Didn't kill them or anything, but just kind of made them think about what they were doing. They ended up getting fired. And one more, the most awesome story, we had a guy come into the front of the building. Our building covered a square city block, and offices up front. He came in to put in his application. They took it down. They said, okay, well, we'll let you know. Well, he goes into the rear of the building and announces that he's their new guy in the paint shop, so they put him to work. So he's back there sanding trailers and doing things like this. Well, after about 4 days, the owner gets a phone call from a little deli on the back a block behind us saying, do you know that you got a gigantic pile of scrap aluminum between the buildings back there? And they said, no, what's going on? The guy that put in the application, he just walked around to the back of the building and just walked in and announced, I work here. And he was stealing aluminum and stacking it outside.
Oh, my gosh.
So they couldn't really fire him because he didn't really work there. It's kind of like Kramer, you know, you can't fire me because I don't work here.
Well,
they would have fired him had he been employed.
They often say, you know, you're not given authority, right? You have to take authority. It sounds like he was just taking authority. That's an amazing story.
4 days worth.
Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for the
call.
I'll
wait until the topic comes up again. We got 50 more of these, so I'll catch you guys later.
All right, we'll do it. Telephone Tuesday. It's every week.
I love it.
That was an awesome call. I appreciate it. Rick, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I had a couple things. I'm a conservative Republican. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, what I think people really have to understand, it's been said maybe a couple of times, but I've been telling my friends for several weeks when I knew these, you know, the trades were coming, that, you know, what it is, it's nothing happens in this country until you make sales, and a lot of it is retail sales. And that's all Trump's doing. He's a businessman, not a politician. He is going in at retail on these tariffs, knowing that that's going to apply pressure to all these countries around the world, and they're going to come back and beg to cut deals. And when it's all said and done, we're going to have better deals, more money flowing to the United States, more jobs, and more industry. You know, so people just have to understand, you know, you got to break a couple eggs, you know, to make an omelet, you know. So it's going to be fine. Everybody just has to take a deep breath and just wait, and everything's going to work out.
I think there's a good chance of that. And one of the things that I should know better than anyone, ladies and gentlemen, and Fred, you know, look, I've made the mistake several times of underestimating Donald Trump or not knowing exactly where we're going to go. And, you know, usually things do work out for the better. And we covered this topic yesterday, too. It's hard for me to believe that in any way, shape or form that this guy wants to leave a legacy that has wrecked the economy. So they're keenly aware of what's going. He started talking about pain during the campaign. He talked about some sacrifice that was going to need to be made. So it's not like this has all come out of the blue. And then there's the issue of believing the experts on television that are, you know, the sky is falling Chicken Little. So that's where I have an issue as well. Hang in there if you're on the phone. It's Telephone Tuesday. We'll take some more calls in a moment. Telephone Tuesday on the Mark Reardon Show. Scott Jennings coming up after the top of the hour. We also have audio cut of the day in the 5 o'clock hour. We got a few more calls lined up here. I don't even think I need to give out the phone lines because I don't think we're going to have time for too many more. But Chris, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. This is in regards to the expired license plates. I am currently driving on an expired plate and have been since the end of December of 2023. And the reason being is when I received my personal property tax bill at the end of 2022, my tax on my vehicle, I drive a 2017 GMC pickup truck, the tax on my vehicle went up, and they had two other parcels of personal property tax, which were dropped off of my bill. And my tax escalated from the year prior. It's always decreasing because the property is always depreciating.
Right.
And so the explanation was that if you remember during COVID when we had the supply chain issues, used cars were worth more money because, you know, people couldn't either afford to buy a new car because the material wasn't there to build a new car. So the price of the used car spiked. So that's what they told me. That's they said my used car is worth more money, so therefore they changed the tax on it and it went up. When in 46 years of driving, every piece of property I've owned, it's always depreciated year to year to year to year. And so at that point I was like, okay, do I really need to call somebody up and talk to them about this, or do I just buck the system and say I'm not paying the tax, I'm not renewing my plates? And so, therefore, I've been driving for just about a year and 4 months with an expired plate.
By the way, that suspiciously sounds like something that I would do as a form of protest, and I think Sue would probably agree with me.
You would.
Look, I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but you never really got real answers is what you're saying.
Well, I never asked the questions to get any answers, too, but when they had something printed on my bill, you know, you declare your personal property tax every year. I haven't received a declaration of personal property for the last 2 years because I guess they figure this guy's not going to pay it. So I kind of feel like if you guys want it, you're going to have to collect it. You're going to have to figure out how to get it.
Well, what happens though? You have not been pulled over? You haven't been ticketed?
No.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. Most people aren't going to get pulled over. I've noticed out where I live, I've noticed a lot of people getting pulled over recently, and I think it's for tags because you can kind of tell if the orange, maybe it's the orange tag, you know automatically that the color is from the previous year. So I do think there's a point where in some parts of the area, like whenever I get pulled over for this, the last time it was in the city, but one time a Kirkwood cop pulled me over for an expired, it's always an expired tag. Sue, but it doesn't go months and months. But that's interesting. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's see if I can get one more in here. Forrest, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks for the call. I listen to you guys every day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back to your expired tags. I'm currently on an expired tag as well. And almost the same with the other guy, except I live in Illinois. And we got to go through admissions every other year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
To get you know, I have internal engine problems. Nothing's wrong with my emissions, but, you know, the state of Illinois says, well, you can go up and spend like over $1,000 at a shop to declare, to maybe get an exempt tag. But I mean, if there's a fee on it, then why do you even have to do it anyway?
And how old is your vehicle? Just out of curiosity.
I have a 2014 Ford. It has 153,000 miles on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would still think that would pass the emissions test. But what I would say is, look, for most cars in the last 20 years, it's ridiculous to do an emissions test. It just is. And I think to a certain extent, we've gotten rid of some of those. I think what I had on my postcard that comes from the state in the requirements is I had to have the property tax, proof of insurance, and I needed the emissions test. But I didn't need the safety inspection if it's less than 150,000 miles. I would say you don't need the emission test unless it's 150,000 miles, especially on a vehicle that's made in the last 10 years.
We need an executive order on that.
You know what? And we actually had some today from Will Scharf.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of them on the coal industry.
That might be something. I don't have time to slip that in right now, Fred, but we'll get to it in the next hour. Good Telephone Tuesday. I think that was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you have your bell? Can I play my bell? There you go. I like your bell better. We'll take a break. We're coming back with Scott Jennings. Not only will he weigh in on tariffs and Elon and Trump, but also on adult size Easter bunnies, where Scott and I have some solidarity. It's all coming up.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.